From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 100 years ago this month, a handful of worshippers gathered in a small Los Angeles bungalow to pray. And they did more than pray. They began speaking in tongues, feeling the Holy Spirit in ways they believed mirrored those of the apostles 2,000 years ago. It was the birth of Pentecostalism, one of the fastest-growing religious movements in the world, and one that now claims more than 500 million followers around the world. NPR's Greg Allen visited the place where it all began.
Razine King is a member of the West Angeles Church of God in Christ, one of L.A.'s biggest Pentecostal churches. Today, King is not in church, but to her, someplace that's equally holy.
Welcome to the Bonnie Bray home.
King is a tour guide at the small house on Bonnie Bray Street in Los Angeles, where Pentecostalism began. She walks a small group through the one-story bungalow that today looks much the same as it did 100 years ago when an itinerant minister, William Seymour, began conducting prayer meetings here. Seymour was a strong believer in the power of the Holy Spirit. To the 24 people who attended his meetings, he preached a revolutionary idea, that the experience of the apostles on the first Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit descended and they began speaking in different tongues, could be repeated today. On April 9, 1906, after much prayer, King says that's exactly what happened.
The Lord's power came upon these people. And the Lord showed himself powerful and faithful to instill in each person who sought him the speaking in tongues.
Speaking in tongues was just one sign to these early Pentecostalists of the power of the Holy Spirit. Some were stricken and fell on the floor where they lay, sometimes for hours. Holy rollers, they were called in the popular press. Others experienced healing, claiming they were delivered of ailments, physical and spiritual. Word quickly spread about the strange doings, and the city's 8 daily papers began sending reporters to the meetings. Cecil Robeck, author of the Azusa Street Mission and Revival, says one of the most shocking things about those early Pentecostal gatherings was that although William Seymour was black, his congregation was multiracial.
From the first service, they have white folk and Latinos who are present in those first meetings. So it becomes very much of a story in L.A., and the newspapers are scandalized by the fact that there is a breakdown of kind of the traditional norms.
The movement caught fire in this country and around the world. Missionaries soon took the teachings to Latin America, Africa, and Asia. New churches were formed, Assemblies of God, the Church of God in Christ, and in 1918, the Church of the Foursquare Gospel, founded by one of the first radio evangelists, Amy Semple McPherson.
Say it right now, everybody. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, some of you didn't say it. Now, if you put your hand up, it will help you. Come on, Radio Land. Everyone, praise the Lord.
Amy Semple McPherson was Pentecostalism's first superstar, holding tent revivals around the country, even starting one of Los Angeles's first radio stations. In the collapse of her ministry, she also foreshadowed the scandals that have been part of Pentecostalist history. Today, her church, Angelus Temple, is still an important Pentecostal cathedral. It's no longer a hangout for Hollywood celebrities as it was in her day, but it's as lively as ever.
In Jesus Christ.
It's a Thursday night, but there are well over 1,000 people, mostly young, at this service at Angelus Temple. The church has the same expansive dome and stained glass windows of Amy Semple McPherson's day. But now there are also huge video screens, theater seating, and a 9-piece rock band. The pastor is 32-year-old Matthew Barnett.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you believed it, just raise your hands on this room and say, you know what? I believe God heard me tonight, forgave me, and he lives in my heart tonight. You believe that? Hey, welcome to the team. I believe God tonight's going to speak a word over your life. And
there's enthusiasm and spirited preaching here, but none of the displays of emotion and speaking in tongues often associated with Pentecostal services. Barnett describes himself as part of a new wave of Pentecostal ministers.
We've grown up in so many Pentecostal experiences where we couldn't bring our friends to church because they were turned off by shenanigans going on or guys that were making false claims and crazy outbursts of confessions of you're going to be healed in 3 days. And God might choose to allow that person to walk that thing out that they're dealing with. A lot of the younger generation kind of be like, well, you know, there's got to be more in the Holy Spirit than just let's put on a show.
With his father, Tommy Barnett, who heads Phoenix's First Assembly of God, Matthew Barnett created the Dream Center. It's an old 400,000-square-foot hospital in Los Angeles's inner city that's been turned into a Pentecostal mission, with outreach services, a drug rehab center, and homes for juvenile offenders and teen runaways. The power of Pentecostalism has also been felt by mainline religions. Among Roman Catholics, as many as 1 out of every 10 worldwide is believed to be charismatic, an outgrowth of Pentecostalism that took root in the 1960s and 70s. Church historian Cecil Robeck says religious revivals come and go. To see where the fires of revival are raging now, he says, you need to look to Latin America and Africa.
You go to Africa and you will find these huge gatherings of people, and they come in their robes, and oftentimes they don't even meet in church buildings. They meet out under the trees. But every one of them is preaching that you can have a personal experience with God that is so transformative that when you finish, you don't even have your own language.
Pentecostal churches in Latin America and Africa seeking to spread their message are finding that one of the most fertile areas for expansion is right here in America, where the movement began. Greg Allen, NPR News.